Seeing Double, a Daredevil fan fiction, written by Queen with a B Throne, read by God of Laundry Baskets, part one of the A Tale of Two Matts series. "Hey, Matt," says Foggy, and both Matts, holy shit, two Matt Murdocks? It's a wonder the world hasn't decided to implode on itself yet. Turn their heads in his general direction. It's surprisingly easy to tell which one's his. The other Matt has his head shaved and is wearing an undoubtedly really expensive and also really red suit. "I take back what I said about your horns. They're not that over the top." Matt, his Matt, shakes his head and huffs out a laugh, mirrored by the other Matt. "There," he starts. "A symbol," the other Matt finishes. "As for this, it's something of a symbol as well. There's a long, long story behind it. You'll find out when you get older." He turns his head in Matt's direction again, and Foggy's beginning to think it's a universal Matt thing, this not-staring thing he does. Some things don't change between universes, apparently. My Foggy wasn't thrilled about it either. He pauses, then turns his head in Foggy's direction, and scrunches up his nose, and says to Matt, "Haven't you fumigated yet?" Foggy's Matt, with no suit and dark hair and a look on his face like someone just reminded him of an incredibly unpleasant memory, says, "Twice today, in fact." He pulls his shirt up to cover his nose and says, "I'm telling you, Foggy, the Cheetos don't belong in your filing cabinet." "They're not in my filing cabinet this time," Foggy points out triumphantly. "Desk," says Matt and other Matt nearly at the same time. "Just so you both know, Matt," Foggy tells them both, "I'm making a face at you, both of you." "It's so," Karen starts. "Garish," Kristen suggests. "Theatrical? Dramatic?" "Red," Karen finishes. "But those also." "It's also a target in neon, is what it is," Claire remarks. "He does have body armor under that suit, right? It's not like tissue paper." "Oh, believe me," says Kristen. "He does." The end of part one.